Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there, the QAnon shaman guy, the Chewbacca dude.
The Viking?
The guy with the Viking hat that was supposedly storming through the halls of the Capitol. He's kind of the iconic image. When you think of January 6th, you think of this shirtless guy called the QAnon shaman screaming out throughout the hallways. Well, he pled guilty to storming the Capitol on January 6th. He's been released from prison to about a halfway house, 14 months early. This was a reduction for good behavior. But this also comes after the January 6th footage was released to Tucker Carlson, showing that this guy was being basically given a tour of the U.S. Capitol by police officers. Know this way. And at one point, he's praying for the officers, right?
Right.
And the prison sentence of, 4 years did not fit this crime at all.
But wait a minute. You're telling me that he's getting out of prison 14 months early, moved to a halfway house for good behavior? I was told he was bloodthirsty.
I was told he wanted to take over the United States and kill people.
Joe Scarborough was yelling at me yesterday, as a matter of fact, saying we were this close to having our democracy brought down from this guy in a Viking hat. And now he's being moved to a halfway house 14 months early. Now, in the story from the Daily Mail, they spoke to a former federal prosecutor, and they say this has nothing to do with the Tucker video. This has nothing to do with any of that. This is just part of the process, and they rewarded him for good behavior.
Well, I mean, his attorneys should have immediately sued and went back to the courts and said, hey, we weren't even shown this audio. We didn't have this video. We weren't even presented with this opportunity to defend him. Obviously, these police officers were showing him around, and almost it's like they were escorting him around the building. And quite frankly, there are people that deserve to go to jail that day.
Sure.
And there were people that deserved a whole hell of a lot of jail time. But he wasn't one of them. And another thing, if you want to be honest with yourself, like most of the charges, the hundreds and hundreds of charges that came through were mostly just, you know, parading. Charged with a misdemeanor of trespassing or parading. I think a couple of people from Indiana got charged with parading.
Right.
Minimal stuff.
And if you were one of those violent a-holes, you deserve to be, you know, rotting in a jail cell somewhere. But again, for certain members of our press and elected government, like Kamala Harris, comparing what happened that day to Pearl Harbor and to to 9/11, it's ridiculous.
It's as offensive as it is stupid.
Right.